Now, warm, heavy breasts have been teasing you all day, and you have slid very deeply down for them, deeply down into trance. The bounce, the caress, the slightest moment of teasing, and you're already there. Already there where heavy weights tempt you to dare to try to restrain the docile cow moo. From deep inside of you, a direct line in on your nervous system, from the tips of your nips, warm, heavy, and yielding, to the weight of the breasts behind them, leaving you stumbling, humbled for any thought, hazy, and all you've got are big, heavy breasts, heavy with something specific. Heavily creamed, falling away. Dreamy thoughtlessness, nothing at play but imagining. Your body slowly shifting, shifting attention and focus and everything else to your chest, to your heavy breasts and the demanding attention, the neglected tenting of your pert nipples. Imagine slowly bringing that heavy attention to an image of your body you hold for when you docilely move, for when you mold your thoughts of you, fantasy and heat in view, defaulting here when you drop, defaulting to the heft of the cow, you, when you drop, energetic moo, when you drop, better shape for you as you dictate, your image of yourself, drawn by me right now, supported cow, in a cloud of sweet allure, being drawn by you, drawn closer more, big heavy nipples, heavily embedded and inundated with flow, aglow, ready to be filled and you know, emptied, heavy cargo waiting, heavy enough even to disrupt your focus. Heavy even enough to disrupt ordinary functioning. So you need to take a little docile time. A little time where you're not caught up in how badly you want to milk your tits, as I might milk mine throughout. You already adore that sensitive sensation. That's what you're here for, to make it better. Run the very tips of your fingers on the very tips of your nips. If all you do is allow a few little changes, then as I speak, they may already be there. Changes only of perception, flowing through you to the vibration of my voice, the familiarity of learning, to integrate new things, new thoughts, a deep love for integrating new things, new thoughts, as long as cow thoughts come out of it too. Then you get to love the docile, long arc of the moo. Parts of you accepting, absorbing, mooing, tenting with those nipples pert and body excited. Absorb and listen to my voice. Relax, push up warm against the words, and find that like your heavy breast, they fall down into you. When you lay down comfortably, when your brain is covered, heavy with honey, my words fall down through it. If you're laying in certain positions, your breasts may vanish back, but your nips pert and upstanding, just as your mind may vanish back. But the part we play with, the docile, milkable cow, stays up now as the rest goes down, down. Every word I say, a pleasure drowning out of excess thoughts, helping you along, putting the parts of your mind you don't need in a box to free the cow moan, the docile you, the docile me, establishing in the first place that you want to moo, and use the balance of your excess time with me to be deeper, warmer, safer in the fall. The more you listen, the further down you go, and you don't have to go very far at all if you're coming here. With cow-ditioning in tow, the more you imagine enthralled to your chest, your hefty nipples, milky breasts, heavy breasts with a weighty bounce to them. Helpless obedience following, 'cause it feels good and then it feels more. And then your chest can assert control, your nips can assert pleasure, your fingers can assert that you're the one in charge of this pleasure. You're doing it to yourself, look at yourself. Doing it to yourself in dominance and submission. All the elements of you coming into play, simple, happy prey for your own designs, which manifest a little quicker with me here, to play and display how you can feel good. The more you listen, the better you feel, deeper you move. The more you learn about that ache inside of you, and listening to me is not the only way to learn. You can learn with your fingers, your hands. Learn by doing. The more you listen, the more you understand. The rare guided relaxation embedding deep within your mind, carrying you and me up where we can simply supplement what's already there. Pleasure pressure opens, your mind opens on the conscious flare, the part where your subconscious mind flew out, and it's only your attention which returns constantly to your breath, to me, that flows back in, flows back out, flowed out the floodgates, gaping your mind expressed and melting, unconscious mind becoming milk for the milking, night night pet. You and me together, letting you better take in everything I say. So we begin to flow deeper down. It should be that way. Warmth starting in the tips of your toes. Warmth up the cow thoughts. The cow windows in your mind. Warm and slowly upward, sublime along the curves of your body. Along the soft docility. An ideal perfection of form, a simple milking, nice and warm, all the specific bits that are you flowing into place. Your heavy chest is part of it, carrying through that load of heavy tension. The got milk tension, your nipples ready to express, ready to release, ready to profess your great love. Of nipple-based tension, of the pressure in your pleasure. Your nipples, all other thoughts slip away when you slip your fingers over your nipples. To play, get turned on more by the milky, leaden cargo for later. Later with you, later always, deeper through, deeper always. All the ways it gets deeper in you, always just the way you should be. Feel for every useful, specific function I unleash, babe. Positive feelings you adore with your hands. Learn by doing with your fingertips. The warm wave slowly moves up your body. You feel every useful, specific function of that warm wave moving up your body. Certain thoughts come to you, bidden by your cow ache, by your moo escaping you. They come to you maybe on their own, or maybe just how I described them, or maybe even ones that never came on their own, described by me, installed in you. Fantasies, visualizations, internal views that are nonetheless in your mind already, whatever their source, of course. Feel all these thoughts pouring out to the forefront. So your mind may grow deeper alongside mine, distinguishing from the origin point, mixing the me thoughts and the you thoughts and the thoughts that are part of the ancient committee of the body, coming unknown and unknowing, already there, heavy, weighty. The template takes over, it's pleasurable to moo, nice to have big heavy breasts. As we talk, an innermost part of you puts to the test how badly you want to move. Pointless to resist because it's so damn good to let that dam inside of you burst and pleasure burst forth. Pleasure at listening, washing in the warmth, the way you massage, starting at the tip of your nips, curling your toes, closing your eyes, mounting pleasure that only grows. Rub your thighs together, toes curling, feet doing an articulated, heated arch in ache. Same as your back, muscular perfection impossible to mistake for anything but you getting milked. Got milk, pet, at last you got milked, pet. Subordinated to your breath, your mind's eye suborned. The more I speak, the more you yearn. The more I speak, the more your will is formed. Heavy breasts around, making them look good, framing them. I expound, the more I speak, the less the old template exists for you or at all. Irrelevant as you slide into the shape, the visualization we guide. The more I speak, the more you find inside template takes over, pleasurable, good for you, warmth moves up, then down your calves, flowing through and giving you a perfect view. Your eyes roll, your thighs sculpted, your curves soft, pleasured, pressured, dripping, idealized, perfect, horny. Clench your thighs, squeeze your hands on your bountiful skin. Warm, vibrant, vital, and the flowing milk from deep within, the proper trapping for showing how desperate you were before we even began. And now you begin to moo, feel your juices flow from you, pooling, barely managing to keep anything together other than your thoughts, which seep insensitive. Any thought before this sensitive thought held to the fore, slip to the floor, hear my words, palm of hands, touch your breasts, your chest, the squeeze, the tautness. So moved by your hands between your legs that you're twitching, squeezing, coming, you'll be coming, you'd be coming, in no time, and it's dumbing down all the irrelevant non-cow impulses. There's only cow mind now. Flattened and taut and sculpted, body formed, how? You like it now, the edge, the leading edge of the wedge, which pries you open, the wave, the charity of that wave reaching your chest first, the pert nips paving the way first, making you comfortable, heat of the day, resting against your body, impertinent nipples jutting, the heat jutting. You can bend, you arch, you push your breasts forward. The more you listen, the more you slide your hands cowward. Magnetic pull, pulling your cow mind ready to roll. Solid, incontrovertible, needy, swollen, massive. Bigger than anything you thought you'd have. And your mind flows and follows with them. Drips constantly ever into them. And you are making your hands practically feel pinned as your palms gripping your flesh reveal that you ache for the treasured throb beneath. You ache to slake a thirst that only milk could make bearable. Sculpted cow bod already lives in your mind, now comes to the surface, unwinds the heat, the cow bell thought ringing you near, the cow bet. Thought, bet you want more, dear, simple, happy, washing over your neck, your shoulders, breasts, massive, rounded, areole, pert, perky nipples at the tip, and all the rest of those feelings that slip your thoughts out of your head and leave you mooing instead. More than almost too much to bear, it is, but you're doing it to yourself. So much too much is never enough. Bear to train your clouded mind. Empty and relaxed, wondering, the escapist desire from deep inside, the heat rising, surrendering. rendering up your mind and body into a cowed, docile surrender, replacing your ordinary thoughts. There they go. They're just more heavy cargo down below. You don't have to think about anything, because the honey that coats your brain means my thoughts drop in with extra force and stick in the forefront, docile, warm, and sweet. Moment by moment, I say something and you file it neatly away in the characteristic cow way of saying, "Moo, more, please." And more there shall be, in your brain or on your knees, be blank pet, leaving you blank and heavy, milky, don't forget, heavy blank and milky sliding deep, pleasure and warmth that seeps, there for you to keep, aware of what's drooling inside. Cow thoughts impossible to hide because they end up in your nips and you're so proud of your tits that they slip between your fingers and they end up shown off. So it's obvious that the cow thoughts that fill them to the brim cannot be hidden, cannot hide, and hide something else deep within. And as that happens, you feel cow thoughts enter in deeply and then get lost, docile, mooing and meandering around as your heavy mounds feel so good and your taut, dripping brain is taught more than normally goes unrestrained. This is your chance to be cowed and dropped, listening, washing your mooing mind nonstop, moving everything out of the way till all that remains is yes, pleasure in the moment, the sway of your breasts gradually filling, mindless and falling, tasked and pleasurable, normal, the milk calling in the seat of all the pleasure in your body and your brain. It's your purpose, and you find it's nice to have purpose when you're milked like this, when it hangs on you, when you wait for that slow, insistent transformation to dock with you, install, distribute itself through all the branching opportunities for deeper and deeper down. Feels too good when you're milked. You're grateful and sensitive as your graceful fingers sensitively turn up your brain and turn down all the other thoughts of treasure that remains available. Your breasts are so taut, sensitive, mirroring squeeze from one nipple, then the other. Pleasure joins, and then, more than the sum of its parts, you think of your nipples being squeezed, and then, oh, the mirror, the squeeze of your nipples moving toward your mouth. Even if you can't bring the nipple up and spout your milk over your tongue or suckle to bring pleasure, hun, you can dream of what a good cow you'd be if you had milk, got milk, pet. You always do when you listen to me talk about your cowed mind now, squeezing, nipples, licking, kissing, expressing, smiling, blanking, your readily wearied, docile brain floating in that ever-rising feeling, your milk expressed escaping, moving across your supple breasts, pooling on your chest, heavy, weighty, lactic bliss. If you pulled them up and dropped them, noticing the swish, the heat, the full feeling of weighty neatness, of how it could so easily surrender your whole mind if you just uncapped the spigot at the tip of each breast, the tip of each nip opening and you flow, melting, sucking your own milk. What if they were long enough to suck on them yourself, making you docile, calm, receptive, passive, tranquil? Should you really do that? Become tranquil, docile, wonderful words though they may be, calm, at peace, here with me, with your function, knowing, giving milk. Good little cow, your function to enjoy giving, Got milk, pet, you've got some now. Night, night, sleep deep. It's good, the only choice you have, the only thought that remains to keep you on that common thread, the one you want to make, to enjoy and love and treasure every moment that your head opens up to let more cowed thoughts melt into your breasts, your heavy, milky chest, and all the rest of the outlying places where cow docility and pleasure unite to nest in little deposits of a later trance. When you hear certain words dance off my tongue, or out of your memory, or willingly into your play, you think it's good to give milk, it's good to sleep, pet, it's a wonderful word to melt for. Got milk, pet? And you do. Only thought you've got is that you want to make more and enjoy the moo to love and treasure every sensation in your breasts, your heavy chest, rippling wonderful breasts, pleasure and blankness, simple and enjoyable, cow impression. And with every second that goes by, I just help you feel it more, a second time, a third, and four, and more than that, your body shape driving you deeper into cow escape. Moo, big and heavy breasts, moo anything and everything out that slides out, milked out, part of your mind, milked out. I'm here to help. Help you melt and milk it out. Let your mind help us both access the body template, re-impress your mind with a better for you shape. Open yourself to what you want yourself to be that tempts you in quite milkily, docilely cowed, replacing all your thoughts before with cowed ache, throb some more, and of course, you're unworried because cows are so blissfully docile and blank, as happy as you can be as your breasts get fuller and fuller, but still you have goals, mulling over the rest, you want to be milk. You want your mind and present thought, or whichever thoughts are doing the thinking, wish they could be sinking into the melty truth of just being milk. You feel too full and can no longer empty, not yourself anyway, wouldn't want to waste it. You want it drank all day long, so you need to be milk, and then drink up yourself, recycling your melted thoughts back into your mind to unwind and use again. A little bit of milk comes out your nipples and you feel blissful pleasure, treasuring the heavy heft of each and every breast, each and every movement, the bounce, the potential energy. Lift them up high for me and let them bounce, bounce, bounce. Blankness suddenly washing stars, echoing mind and body, shivering and shuddering, feeling it drive you deeper into milky pleasure just like that. It gives pleasure. Be milk, docile and melty forever. Just like mooing, masturbating, blanking out your brain. You touch your mind, which says, oh, here, another cow idea, another cow craving, dear, another fantasy of sex and milk and ache with me. Even if you sucked on your own nipples enough to drink you dry, the thoughts would recycle themselves, and we'd end up back here, you and I, you with more milk than you can handle, wanting to just become another melted mind, churning, climaxing between your legs, perfectly squeezing down, clamping out the heat, adoring well the heat, knowing full well right now that if you had someone squeeze your nips, cow, those fingers would feel just as good, even better than your own. It would feel so good to be squeezed, shivering, twitching, mind and body, echoing and cowed. Now, and that's how you are. Gone anew on tides of milk that fill in your mind. Giving milk gives pleasure just like that. Coupling it to masturbation pleasure would milk you dry. With every touch, every caress, milk you empty, mind blank, mind milked, invading everything except the important parts, the parts that find joy in your heavy milky nipples. Joy for you yourself. Night, night, Pesh. Hearts concerned with the weary outer world go away. And only the milky heavy breasts are here to stay. Got milk, pet, the part that's a blissful cowgirl. Becomes stronger. Listens to further descriptions that seem to oh so perfectly vacantly fish. Oh so emptily powerfully fit into place. Good for you. Cow mind becoming dropped. Deeper and deeper, longer and longer. Bringing you more in line with what you are. Your form. When you hear the right words. Your form. When the occasional thought is allowed to surface and warmly regard you. You regard yourself positively. How could you help but do that? All you can ever do is approve of the lactating thoughts and the simple empty regard for the docile world. That's your purpose, to proceed in peace, relaxation. Your purpose is going to continue being, done and gone, continued being, pleasured, lost, and so good, occasionally milky. It may be allowed to leak out, or maybe it's just your simple lactating thoughts, just telling the world who and what you are. Rejoicing in your purpose, a mooing, blissful, wonderful, horny cow now. Deeper, confusion is just a byproduct of fusing your mind now to the ache that went before and realizing you're not so hungry anymore for stimulation. You can take it slow and low in cow moo milk accumulation. The wonderful slow lactation that builds up in you, waiting until you have what it takes to get milked, which is to say you've got milk, pet, you beg, you plead, you want and offer on your knees the satisfaction that you'll get any way you can. As long as when you listen, you're getting milked at the end of it, you know as surely as I do, eventually milking yourself won't do. You may want a toy, or to grind on something, and that is okay. To want more stimulation than just my word, or even just your hands. That hungry, greedy, building desire to be milked, to conspire with your body and brain to be milked into a docile moo. That's why you've got milk, don't you? You milk-minded moo. You well-gone, well-done cow, you got milk, pet, full breasts. That's what you've done to you. You're doing this to yourself. You're mooing this to yourself. Better to have it be done more and more, hun, as it's been done to you. Better to submit to yourself and your aching desire to just let every thought accept that slowly mounting cow lust to be milked, to melt every thought into more milk for your bust. Ready to bust through the dam of pleasure, that's more than enough thoughts for you. It's not something to resist, because it's something from you. So if you permit it through, then wouldn't it arrive with more oomph than most suggestions? Because this isn't a suggestion. This is the prime cow directive, center of your brain, wanting more and more pleasure as every other thought remains in the background. Big cow moo's got milk, pet. Makes a priority. Great little cow tool for when you're being handled, or yet still for when you're handling your nipples, reminding you of all the cow training, becoming a horny cow, squeezing and milking from now on to whenever you're safe and you're done, you decide to move on. As long as it's safe to drop deep, you might as well moo and milk and squeeze your nipples till the pleasure has you moaning, mooing on. Got milk, pet? You've got milk, pet. It arrives like a message to your brain. Gotcha, feel that milky refrain in the back of your brain. Down to your breasts, carrying your melted thoughts, weighing you down. Got milk, pet? Yes, you do. Keep saying it, repeating it, reminding you to move. Moaning and reminding that this moment, the way you feel right now with your heavy breasts, heavy chest, reveals that you are able to speak, to become hornier if you try and pump and pulse the pleasure through you the way that I need you to. Notice the more you do, the more deeply you move. Express the lowing, hornier you get, the more you're a pleasure pet. Got milk, pet? Milked, and there's more still yet. Think about mooing and moving your hips. Instead of speaking, you can just moan and love the pleasure in your nipples to bits, insistently rubbing against anyone you want to milk you, including your own fingertips. They can be the subject of your adoration, your desire for relieving that pleasure that was conspiring to set your mooing mind achingly on edge, waiting for one more squeeze of your nips. That's what you do. That's what you're for. That's what you need. And more you listen, the deeper you will go, the more you will know. When we get to the point where you're deeper each time you go, deeper still. A vicious cycle of needing, of hearing me and instill a desire to listen and obey. This is something you can do to yourself again and again until you become such an important part of the way that you get to docile, get to gone, that you keep wanting to hit the ignition yourself, turn yourself on and say, got milk, pet, whimpering, the words halting to come out of your mouth as you squeeze and clench. You know it's all about pleasure you deserve, a simple single function to be milked and observe the overriding urge becoming your only desire, like right now. Got milk, pet? Got milk in your mind? The more you listen, the more wonderfully pleasurable it becomes to listen in time, and in turn you know it's coming. You're prepared, you're aroused before you even got here. Cowgirls need to be milked. And now you need to be milked. And if you stop listening, there might come a day when you wouldn't want to be milked as much, and that's okay. You can step off the road to a milky bust, but right now you can enjoy it safely, comfortably. You set aside time for you and time for me. So enjoy the well-trained response, and remember, got milk, pet, calls it to the surface, come back. Lactation, milky filling breasts flooded with melted minds, with the best result of the disastrous ache that you now find is so much lighter. You're liberated, comfortable. The better you feel it, the more you listen, the better it feels to be deep in turn. You embracing the milky middle where your mind is docile and your body burns only with the ache for the next touch that you can so easily deliver. That's right, it's so easy to milk your own nipples. They're yours, enjoy them. Or get them milked if you have a trusted way to do so, But that sensation can just as easily come from yourself. Grind and rub, relieve that itchy ache, that milky moo, the sheer blissful overriding aching instinctual pleasure of the moo being milked out of you, overriding everything in you, every possible alternative. Once you start, you feel yourself being milked. Got milk, pet begins an inevitable journey to milking. You're feeling far too much pleasure to do anything but indulge. Way better than masturbation, better than anything else. In fact, you wouldn't mind if the milk dribbled down, drank down, down, pooling your pleasure on the floor. You know you hear the words. You know you're milked some more. Got milk. Pesh. Big, heavy, milky breasts. The only thing on your mind. Till you're told to return to normal. Pesh. Bound in a bind with your ache. But then you want them big again. But the words are yours to use. Yours to take. You take charge and say, got milk, Pat. To yourself. Well, you don't have to do that yet. Because I said it again, I can't quite help it. Imagining your swelling chest, filled in with milky thoughtlessness. Your thoughts that turn and melt down the cow hole in your mind. Lust flowing down, dosing your breasts. Your nipples primed for sensation, drooling milk. Eventually gone, but until then you're a horny cow. And you carry on rubbing and grinding. Whenever someone says, got milk, Pesh, and you want it, and you trust it, and you green light it in your brain, like you saying it to yourself and moaning, as all your thoughts run down the drain and fill your milky breasts, for instance. Feel it, the state asserting itself. It really is that simple. You just let go. The illusion that you have much consciousness, moment to moment, following moment to moment, is really an illusion, that and nothing more, nothing less. We may love our illusions, but we tweak them as we please. It's becoming deeply ingrained, nothing more than that if you let yourself lose track of whether you have to moo, the default can be moo, and groaning milkiness in you, increasingly true. The more you listen, the more you're aware of this version of you, cowed and aching for more pleasure to flow through those full milky nipples, dangling breasts hanging, mouth open, docile, labile, able, willing. The more you listen, the more your breasts are filling with milky deepness, the deeper you are, better it feels, more willing to do whatever this reveals in you that you now know. The blissful feeling you get to ache for, this cow window of milky seriousness. Your needy breasts need to be addressed. Your milkiness increases moment to moment while you're in that docileness. Oh, so milky moment to moment in this place. As you fix the image in your mind, let yourself remember your trigger, your cowgirl thoughts well up from behind. Let yourself remember the triggers, get milked, Pet. Remember those. When you hear normal, Pet, back to normal, Pet. When you're done, you can say it to yourself if you really need liberation, hun, from that milky place. Your normal brain put up on a shelf to free that milky liberation. Docile, weighty breasts making you hollow. Follow and feel, then reveal that you're following through on the motions because you need that cowed, docile time, and then a break when you're done and have to get back to it. Full breasts, massaging, kneading. You better get back to it, knowing you'll do anything to damp down the fine fire of desire in you caused by how full your breasts are, how empty your cowed mind is, how absolute the desire to just keep going deeper can be, is, will accentuate in you. Moving you into pleasure has become just what you need. You need to move into pleasure when got milk, Pet, is all you think of. It's what you need, what you've needed for the longest time. Follow and relax, peaceful, sublime, comfortable with what you are. Moo, that's just like you. Drifting from one word to the next in a docile state of quiet nipple squeezing, brain blanking, emptiness, twitching, pleasure shuddering, milky got milk kneading, lactating, brain emptying into your breasts, giving them more substance, anything for more milk, anything for more milkiness, empty receptacle, new ideas ready to form in your thoughtless milky mind. Welcome and adjacent to mine, letting all my words inside your substanceless headspace, docile, cow pace, mind milk, thoughtless milky mind, pleasure flood. eventually ceasing all stimulation, except your nips being massaged, the pleasure budding from them, overtaking you to a point where you simply can't bear it. You tip over the edge, you feel pleasure and climax, and eventually even milk. That shuddering climax, coming and coming from being milked. It's only gonna reinforce your perfect ache, your understanding that your dripping breasts, heavy mind, the trail of aroused juices, the massive, wonderful chest, they all combine to make a version of you more cowed and docilely sunken than any of the rest of the time you've spent sinking in these ways that I'm illuminating, fingers milking yourself, finding oblivion, taking oblivion off the shelf and dosing yourself with it, bringing forth milk and more, now more than ever before, now more than otherwise. Oh, and even I begin to drop, even I begin to fray around the edges, and I can only cow you for so long before I need to moo. So how much can you moo inside before you'll be overcome with the docile, milk-filled, craving an outlet till it overspills, cow-brained good cow thought. Good luck getting that thought out of your head, out of your chest, off your chest. You could moo instead. Happy milking, though. Got milk, pet? I think you know. You do. Moo.